Johnny.
Johnny Melania.
Johnny kind of fell asleep there on us for a second, though. Johnny, you okay?
That's right.
All right.
All right. Sing a song. Tis concerning West Limerick and North Kerry. It's a Mout of the Shannon. It's an old song in this part of the country. I have travelled far, far from my own native home. Far away o'er the mountains, far away o'er the foam. I have seen many places, but the likes I've ne'er seen. May my soul never rest till it's laid on the green. By that old rocky slope, round the cliffs of Dunneen.
All right,
bravo.
Johnny.
Bravo.
I didn't catch your last name. What's his last name?
Milan.
Johnny Milan.
Well, thank you. That was an excellent job.
That was beautiful.
Okay.
You know, I have to bring my. I should have brought my bagpipes. I've got them back at the castle, and I, you know, because I could have thrown down some pipe on that.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. We can take Johnny Milan singing, but when Steve begins to sing, all technical hell breaks loose. We'll give it a second. We have phone lines that have connected us all the way across the ocean to Ireland. So we'll give it a couple of seconds to re-establish contact. There we go. Steve?
Yo.
We lost you from the point where you started singing for about 15 seconds.
Oh.
You lost me?
We lost your whole signal for about 15 or 20 seconds. We heard all of Johnny's song, but when you started singing, it popped out.
Oh,
that was... A dreamin' down Dealish, a heed in the mall. Carnown to Sanihe is coming to San Law. Beach in the Kielte is my vocal in core. A dog so should miss you. I shall in your... Thank you, my lovely girl.
Well, thank you very
that
much.
Was Gaelic.
Very much.
That was in Gaelic, right?
I believe it.
If that's not in Gaelic, somebody should drive him home.
That was very nice.
Somebody might want to drive him home anyway. Is that what that other language is? Because like on the airplane, they go,
right.
And it's what?
Right.
It's Irish.
They call it, I mean, it used to be called Gaelic, but now it's just called Irish.
Oh. All right.
Yeah.
My seatmate told me that if you don't speak Irish, you can't be the president, and you can't be a solicitor, which I think is a lawyer.
Yeah.
Or a prostitute.
No, I think you can be a prostitute.
Well, no, because you want the prostitute to talk like that.
Well,
the language of love.
You make more money.
All right, who's next? Come on up. Come on down.
I believe
Patty.
It's Patty.
I think we got to get
it's
these
Patty.
Guys before they have too many more pints of Guinness.
It's too late. It's too late. They've been here. They were here at noon.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it's 9 o'clock here. So.
Yeah. I mean, noon in Irish time.
That's a good day's worth of drinking.
Yeah, that's 9 hours. But here comes Patty Salmon himself, the proprietor of this establishment.
Do you think that Mr. and Mrs. Salmon had actually, never mind.
Spawned.
Well, just had ever had it cooked quite that way.
Salmon patties?
Uh-huh.
Weren't you here when I did that gym class joke?
Yes, I did.
All right. Hello, Patty.
Hello, Patty. Right. How's she cutting? What's one I know? Have we got to sing?
Yeah, you don't have to sing.
You don't have to sing. I don't want to sing.
But now, this is your pub.
Yeah, can I tell a dirty joke?
Sure. No, you can. Go ahead. You really? No, you can.
I know that. Yeah.
Well, I know. Yeah.
I want to say hello to everyone in the Windy City. I spent a bit of time there. I lived in the South Side.
South Side?
Very good. And Daly took care of us all there. It was very good. Irish.
Daly did.
Very,
yeah.
Very good.
You mean himself,
and I wish the best
mayor's...
all. I played with the club there, the Limerick team there, and I want to wish them all the best and everyone that I know there. I had great friends there, and I had great experience there. It was a lovely city. One of the
still
best.
Is. His son is doing a fine job, you'll be happy to know.
Well, that's good. I'm delighted. Because it was really a good city,
yeah.
Liberty. I was very lucky there. Had a nice job. I worked with Swift's on Southwater Market.
Southwater Market, sure.
Yeah, Southwater Market Street, yeah. I worked down that side of it. And I lived in the south side.
Yeah.
It was lovely. I went, the stockyards were going at the time. It was lovely. I just loved going through the stockyards to see this guy riding around in a horse. And he buying cattle off the top of a horse. You had to see it.
Wow.
It was an experience. It should have been filmed. It was something else. To see a guy going along, and he opening the pins, they were fixed in a way that he just laid his hand in them. And
that one's good.
And he went through. It was very, very good. The stockyards was something.
So you worked for the Swift Meat Company?
I did, yeah. With Swift's, yeah. The best.
Wow.
It's a good city, yeah.
So there were really cowboys.
Whatever.
There's Chicago, but then there's cowboys in that back of the yards
Oh, yeah, in the back of the yards, yeah. But I always told a story about the Irish in Chicago, like. There were different types of them, you know, different, mm-hmm. in different ways. You see, you had the lace cuts in Irish, and you had the Venetian blind Irish.
And what were the first ones?
The lace curtain.
Lace curtain.
Yeah, and you had the Venetian blind Irish.
Right.
You had the back of the yards Irish.
Mm-hmm.
You had the pig shit Irish. Do you understand? And you had the bicycle Irish. So someone said, well, hold the bicycle Irish. The cloud gives you a pain in your ass. They were the bicycle Irish.
I think they still have some of those.
What?
I think they still have some of
those.
Oh, they
still have, might say, have a few bicycles there, yes. Yeah.
They got them everywhere now.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for having us. We really appreciate it.
Well, they thought it was very nice of me to come.
Our pleasure.
It was lovely. And you're enjoying it.
Oh yeah. So far. So far I haven't done a lot, but I took a really nice nap this afternoon.
Did you?
And then I woke up and I couldn't figure out where I was, but I was in a castle.
That's right.
And it took me 10 minutes to figure out where I was, but the good news was I knew it was a castle.
Yes.
So.
Well, all this area around here, it was the Earls of Desmond that owned it, you know, the Fitzgeralds, they were.
Mm-hmm.
They were the whole of that, all the Munster, all this area around here.
Mm-hmm.
And, they were taking, you know what happened to Stine, I needn't tell you about the history of Ireland, the other crowd came in and took us over, and that's the way we were at.
Right.
We won't mention one of them because, like, there's a peace program.
Yeah.
But by the time we're done, the British will be out of Ireland. I guarantee
it. With the help of God.
Yeah. And me. I'll just go around and hassle each one personally.
Right.
Will you regret giving over the running of this fine establishment to the winner of the Guinness contest?
A person should never regret anything in his life.
Right.
What you do, and what you do, you forget. I wish them the best of luck, and I wish everyone, I hope they'll do as well as I do.
And how long have you had this place?
9 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I wish they'd do as well and be as happy as I was here. I wish them the best of luck. That's all I can pass on to them.
It's a great place.
And they should yes, it is. And they should really get stuck in it in America because it's worth winning. That's about
it. Sure is.
Yeah. Yeah, especially now because haven't they limited the liquor licenses here?
Yes, yeah.
It's a lot more valuable than.
Yeah, but they didn't liquor it. There's still too many pubs around.
Yeah, it's a little too late, I guess. But, but the ones that exist have more value now because you can't get a liquor license.
That's it. That's all it goes.
Yeah. And then, so what will you do now?
I'm going to Australia for a bit. I'm going out to see all my relations out there.
Yeah.
And I'll stay out there for a bit and I'll see what happens.
And where's that?
Australia.
Down under.
I'm working on picking up the accent. It's.
Oh, you'll get it.
I'm getting close. I got it today when I was getting a massage and the girl said I was fat. I understood that.
Yeah.
She's like rubbing my belly and she goes, you know, you're quite fat. And I went, yeah, I know.
Yeah. That one you know, yeah.
I'm trying to relax.
Yeah, you said, tell me something I don't know.
I know. Oh, well. All right, well, listen, thanks for having us here, and you're going to be here all week, right? So.
Yeah, oh, I hope so. I'll be here for next. I hope so.
Oh, okay. We all right.
And that's all you get. Free preview, remember? But we've got more. Check out all of the Steve Dahl Network offerings and become a valued subscriber. Go to doll.com and sign up today. Offer not valid in Moldavia, Three Mile Island, and Jerkofistan.